Welcome to the All Around Home Improvement Hour. Now here's Charles Thayer and the man they call the Polish Powerhouse.
Oh yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the All Around Home Improvement Hour right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, every Saturday from noon to 1. We're talking all things home improvement related. Today's no different. Let's get after it.
Let's get it. We get it done. We
do it right. Hey, welcome Twin Cities News Talk listeners. This is the All Around Home Improvement Hour. My name's Charles Thayer, and some actually call me the Home Improvement Slayer.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
I love that. That's so awesome.
Heart beating fast.
Yeah, for good reasons, I hope. Maybe I slay some projects in a good way. Maybe not. You really wouldn't want me doing the work anyway.
No, you would not.
But I'm also with my co-host and business partner and longtime best friend. Can't get away from the guy, really, honestly.
Oh, sorry, I keep following you.
Spend more time with him than my own family. He's like a puppy I have.
Yes.
The Polish Powerhouse.
Need a lot of caring. Here we go. Let's get it. Oh, the song is just awesome.
Energizing,
it
right?
It's just really good.
Through your
if you're into polka, this is this topped the charts. This was number one for 7 weeks in a row.
So, do polka dots come from polka? Is there a relation?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Do you refuse to confirm nor deny that, or do you just you have no idea?
I plead the fifth.
All right. Anybody else?
I feel like that's what you get on the skirts, right?
Yeah, it would be
polka dots.
Yeah.
Polka. Oh, so they are.
See, Steve knows a thing or two. He knows what's going on.
Are you Polish too?
Out, man.
Steve, are you?
Not at all.
No, okay. Good. Oh, good.
Not easily. Not at all.
All right. I don't know. He's proud of it for some reason.
I stand alone in this room.
I don't know why, but no, it's okay. We love him. That's Steve Johnson from the Minnesota Real Estate Team. First time on the show, and he's already contributing. Yes, polka dots. Email us if you know more about the whole correlation between the two. Home Improvement Hour at allaround.com. Again, Home Improvement Hour at allaround.com. And let's go ahead and introduce our other show guest, longtime partner and good friend, and a guy that, honestly, I feel like he should just be on the all-around payroll because he's working with our guys every single day. Mitchell Turgeon with ABC Supply.
Booyah.
Booyah. Yeah. Welcome back, Mitch.
Hey, great to be here.
Yeah, good to have
you. Is he on our payroll?
I don't know. I hope not.
Okay.
I mean, I like that he's there.
I'm going to have to look into that.
But I hope not. Yeah. I hope ABC's covering that stuff.
Yeah.
No, but every week we do this show from noon to one on Saturdays where we talk about all things home improvement related. But if you haven't caught previous shows before, you may not know that this isn't what we do for a living. We'd like that to happen. I'm kind of trying to work some things out with the station to get us paid a hefty, you know, fee.
How's that going for you?
It's been going for 7 years. I'm still working on it.
All right.
But
it's a 20-year plan.
Don't worry. Ratings are up. But what we do for a living, actually, is we are an exterior general contractor. We are all around, located in the western suburb of Long Lake, Orono area, kind of by Wayzata. Just like to throw that in there, you know, yep. Lake Minnetonka area, whatever. But we do roofing, siding, windows, decks, and doors. Basically anything that's attached to your home or building, but not on the ground. So that we leave that to the landscapers. And we love what we do so much that we just want to come on the radio and talk about it every week. Of course, it gets our name out there, but it's also fun. And we hope that maybe you can take away something from each show and apply it to your own home improvements, a project that you may be doing yourself or hiring out. But that's the goal.
The golden nugget.
Yeah. And if you hear something that interests you in terms of working with us, we'd love for you to go to our website, go to allaround.com, and click on the Get an Estimate tab where we will send out one of our skilled project consultants to sit down, meet with you, figure out your goals and needs, and what you would like to do to your exterior, what you need to do to your exterior. This month, the month of May, we have labeled the more ways to enjoy your outdoor living spaces and curb appeal month. It's not a short name at all.
It's, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it's the...
You lost me after more ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, to shorten it up, it's the MWTEYOSPACA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that, oh, get it. I get it now. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, the Mwespawee.
It's very appropriate being May because, you know, we're coming out of the frozen tundra and leaves are growing, things are growing out of the ground. It's colorful again and a great time to get outside.
Yeah.
As we all do here in Minnesota for the, what did you say, 13 weeks, Mike Kilborn always says?
Yeah, of
13 weeks of summer.
13 weeks of summer, right. Yeah. You know, but I personally like the
it's depressing.
Months. It's real depressing.
I like the spring and the fall better. And I'll just sum it up like this. Spring is not as hot as summer.
Yes.
And then in
no bugs.
In the summer, the bugs, yes, the mosquitoes, right?
Can't forget about season, them.
Right. They come in. They're like vampires. We have them here. I like to refer to them as the Minnesota State Bird.
That's fair.
You know, and so spring and fall gives you that nice, cool, crisp air.
Yes.
You know, you can get stuff done in the mornings
and
afternoons. And just, I would prefer, honestly, 60, 70 degrees regularly all the time. That's my sweet spot. So
it's a pretty nice temperature.
Yeah.
It does sound like San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego.
Every day. Saint Diego.
Isn't
city by the
that around L.A.?
South of LA, right on the coast.
Okay. Isn't it hot?
Nope.
Oh, it's because you got the ocean breeze? Or
5-8 miles inland is hot.
So are you from San Diego?
I'm not. I've got some family down
okay.
there.
Okay, cool. Are you like a San Diego Charger? They're not there anymore. Are they Chargers there anymore?
The Chargers, they're not there anymore.
Oh, God.
They're Los Angeles now.
Oh, what about the San Diego?
Herschel Walker retired Austries, as well.
Maybe.
Oh, the Pod? Are you a Padres fan?
Not at all.
All right, okay. All right, all right. I was going to say, I like to give people from Minnesota crap when they're fans of an out-of-state team, especially if they have no ties to the area.
Really like the New Jersey Nets basketball team.
Yeah, their colors
never been to
cool.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we have.
But I really like the basketball.
We have a guy at All Around that's a Packers fan. And, you know, hey, we got a lot of Packers listeners, so I like your organization. I like your team, and you guys have obviously done way better than the Vikings have.
Oh, my God.
But
what are you saying all
if
that?
If you're...
This is
just being honest. But if you're a Packers fan and you've never stepped foot in Wisconsin,
you're wearing a green shirt right now too. There's so much wrong with what's happening.
All right, let's move on.
I quit.
Let's move on. So, you know, one thing about Minnesota is we want to enjoy our outdoor because it's kind of a pent up demand. You don't have as much time to be able to enjoy the outdoors, so you really want to get out when you can.
Yeah.
And improving your exterior, improving your curb appeal is one way to be able to get actually more out of your outdoor living space, and it improves the value of your home, and I imagine helps you sell your home better. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the show and how it affects your wallet, how it affects your budget, what you can expect from a contractor when hiring an outdoor living space. But I'd like to bring up one project right now that I think is becoming a lot more popular when it comes to outdoor living space, and that's
polka dots.
Underdecking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they don't come in polka dots.
Yes.
So underdecking. So what is underdecking? It's basically a water channeling system underneath your deck that keeps the space underneath your deck dry. A lot of times people have a deck and underneath it, they just have a rock bed or they just have their air conditioner or some storage or it's a useless space, but more and more people are taking that space and converting it into a useful space by putting a spa underneath it or a patio space or, you know, an outdoor kitchen with a movie theater. And I don't know anyone that...
Hot tub.
Right.
Yep.
Different things and whatnot. But why don't you talk a little bit about underdecking?
Well, I mean, QE is the product, QE Underdecking, Quality Edge, and... The idea behind this is really you get two in one. It gives you, like Charles alluded to earlier, is basically a channel system that takes the water that goes onto the deck, through the deck boards, into the channels, directs them into a gutter system, out drainage away from there. The other thing that it does is it's a finished ceiling. So they have, I don't know how many colors, there's several solid colors, and then I think they have four or five wood grain colors, and it gives the finished look that you're looking for from the underside of the ceiling. So the material is, I would be honest, is a little bit on the expensive side. It goes on pretty quick. It's not super complicated. There is some technical parts to it, and making sure you're catching all the water, but the value that you get, the biggest thing we tell people is you're getting the two for one. You're taking care of the water, and you also have the finished look of the ceiling. You don't have to try to put some plastic chutes in to collect water and then do some sort of finished ceiling after that. So the two-in-one feature is awesome with it. And the product really, really does look nice. And like Charles mentioned, if you have a deck that's 7, 8, 9 feet up in the air, it's a great place to do it.
You know, I get that question a lot. People looking for something to keep that water out. And the QE Inside Out product is my number one go-to for that exact reason.
Yep.
It's by far the best-looking stuff
that
we handle.
And it works.
It works fantastic. I mean, thankfully, you've got some experienced guys that know what they're doing that have kind of been around the block in some of the challenging areas. But some of the other products out there that are easy to install, that are less expensive, kind of look like a tarp.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just don't have that real polished look like the QE Inside Out.
Yeah, and some even require you to take deck boards off. So, I mean, if you have a deck that's already there that you not wanting to take your deck boards off, it's a product where you're not messing with anything. Literally take the deck as it is, and, you know, at worst you have to maybe make a couple adjustments to some framing, but it's ready to go, ready for QE to be installed.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more a couple minutes after the break about average prices for underdecking and just how effective this stuff is. We'll be right back right here on the All Around Home Improvement Hour.
Hours a day, every day of the year. We're here with the latest forecast at the top and bottom of every hour, and we're willing to share it with you.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Charles Thayer here, host of the All Around Home Improvement Hour, and I'm here with Ross Weggie of Owens.
And you expect to get an answer
back.
Did
you get my text? I mean, did you?
Yeah.
Because you didn't reply, so now I'm leaving you a voicemail and talking to you.
I think voicemails are the most annoying thing. I actually have it set. It's been this way for as long as I can remember, maybe 7, 8 years. You cannot leave me a voicemail.
It wouldn't be 2021 if someone wasn't mad that you left them a voicemail.
Yeah. If I told you
I'd call you back. Stop leaving me messages.
If I want to mess with my buddies, I leave them messages and I just say, this is an annoying voicemail just for you, bud. Call me back. You know.
See, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
So every time you see a missed call, you just automatically call them back.
Yeah.
Unless it's a spam.
Well, in my position, I really want to make sure everybody's getting helped, so it's forwarded to the All Around offices. The downside is the All Around admin team sometimes has to field some of my personal calls.
Yeah. Right?
So, but it is what it is. Most of my calls nowadays, let's be honest, are business calls. There's nothing personal really going on anymore. So welcome back. It's the All Around Home Improvement Hour. And again, we're hanging out in the studio. Myself and the Polish Powerhouse are here with Mitch Turgeon with ABC Supply and Steve Johnson with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, sitting in for Ryan O'Neill, our good buddy over there on the ever-growing, ever-successful real estate team. May is the month of enjoying your outdoor living space and improving that curb appeal. And before the break, we're talking about underdecking. And again, a way to put a finished ceiling on underneath your deck. You can do this after the deck has already been built. It doesn't have to be done during. Some products have to be done while you're building the deck or remove deck boards to put it on. This can be done afterwards, so retrofitting. And then it also channels all the water away into a gutter drainage system, where you can then turn the space underneath into more enjoyable space that you can do things with. Like, we've seen people put tiki bars. We've seen people put their spa. You know, I call them jacuzzis. I guess they're actually called spas.
Outdoor, is that the same thing as a hot tub?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Another word for it. I think hot tub is spa, the one that's like
it's just
in your bathroom. Sure. You know, the regular size.
Come to my spa. There's a masseuse down there waiting. And
yeah, exactly. Spa. And then built-in grills and whatnot, barbecue grills and whatnot. So, but a way to, you know, even on a rainy day, I guess, go outside.
Yeah.
And then we see people integrate screen systems, which at All Around we don't offer. It's not something we specialize in, but our friends over at Gutter Helmet of Minnesota, they specialize in the Sonesta.
They do.
Screen systems with the remotes and everything.
Retractable, too, which is awesome because, like you said, the spring, if you don't have the bugs, you can have it open. And when the bugs come, you can push a button and close it.
It's really fancy, too.
No more bugs.
That sounds awesome.
Nowadays, there's a remote for everything or an app for,
right,
for everything.
Right.
So I'm sure you could get into that. But your average cost for just the underdecking part of it, I would say, we just priced one out just the other day.
Relatively speaking, safe around $35 a square foot.
Okay. And so for somebody like me, layman's terms, if I have a 14 by 16
you're going to make me do math.
Foot deck, you just did this.
Yeah,
I already
hold
know
on.
The
let me see here. I can just do complicated math in my head. What size is the deck?
14 by 16, you know, your average.
So 224 square feet times 35, because I'm really good at math, that's $7,840.
Sure. Yeah. And a couple other accessories needed, or if you have cantilevers or
well, people integrate lights, ceiling fans, low voltage lights, can lights. You can work around those with the QE2. It's one of the few products where they have an application for that, so you can actually have a hole in the product and we can still make that work.
Isn't that crazy? Electricity and holes in gutter systems and they still work channel water way. And
it is.
You're just loving life. Pretty interesting. We have examples of these projects on our webpage, so be sure to check that out. Let's turn the conversation over to our good friend Mitch Turgeon with ABC Supply. Mitch, you had a couple of ideas that you brought in for people to enjoy their outdoor living space more and bump that curb appeal.
Well, I say, you know, being kind of a student of the industry and all that, I always got my eyes and ears open for what's out there. And there's always things bouncing around like, I really don't have a good solution for that. So when things pop up, I like to kind of make note of them. So just the other day, I was made aware of like a vinyl pergola system that wraps around, you know, like your 2x6, 2x8s. So you can get a nice, clean, crisp-looking pergola, you know, either on your deck or on a patio that's more or less maintenance-free or minimal maintenance, not worrying about painting it or anything like that. And from the looks of it and sounds of it, it sounds like a really sweet, simple system.
So when I always play devil's advocate, and I like to be honest about it. When I hear vinyl, I'm hearing cheap or less expensive. I mean, are you saving a good amount of money by using that product?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to.
Well, what?
So I'm going to say that this, though, like with us, you kind of run into Achilles heel on some of these things about spanning different, you know, lengths when it comes to going to like non wood products. You can go aluminum or steel, which is really expensive stuff. But then if you want to look at doing something out of PVC, that PVC board really can't handle like stretching long legs. I know from personal experience working on my own deck, PVC will sag and I had to put aluminum reinforcement in there.
Sure.
And so like that gets really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to see a system like this where you can basically wrap a 2x6 or a 2x8, I would imagine that by the time that project's done, this is going to be a very affordable.
So it's like a vinyl sleeve for your trellis or pergola, whatever you already have at your house.
Yeah, or if you're building a new one, it's a great way to.
I suppose, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
because you can use just treated lumber and wrap it.
Yeah,
that's right. What are we mostly seeing in the fancy restaurant patios with the big pergolas and the black fasteners and bolts and all that? Was that mostly cedar?
Probably cedar. Or there's probably some. More than likely, yeah. There's probably some redwood. Unlikely there's that.
The redwood.
But you see some, too. Like you were mentioning the PVC stuff. You do see some of that in the commercial setting as well.
Oh, totally. No, I know. I just wanted, I mean, most of the time it seems like you're seeing that wood color, you know, finish.
Like a brown treated wood.
Mm-hmm. Something.
So, you know, that kind of goes in the next thing, too. I was thinking along the lines of this week's show topic is, you know, talking about curb appeal and exterior accents. You know, there are exterior accents you can put on the front of your house, like with corbels and pendements that hang down from the gable.
Yep.
Pendements are kind of, they were a thing like back in the day, like I don't even know when, but they're coming back again.
They are.
And a pendament's like up in the gable, up in the peak in the front of your house, there might be like a board that comes down and then one that stretches across. So you got like an inverted T.
Have I been saying it wrong all my life? Is it pediment or pendiment?
Pediment.
Okay.
Pendiment?
I've always said gable pediment, but pediment. I don't know.
No N.
He taught me. Blame him. Pediment. Which one is it? Pediment?
Pediment.
You said pediment. Pendiment.
You picked
the all-around technical show.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good. But I have one on the end of my front porch gable.
You do?
Yeah,
that's right.
They look cool. Yeah, you just...
Who did you hire to side your house?
I know some
I'm
guys.
Just curious.
I know a few people.
Did they do good?
Yeah, they did good.
Yeah, you do have one, though. It looks really nice. And yours is cedar, I believe.
Yeah, the inside tongue and groove ceiling in there. And then we accented it with a light. Very, very cool. We were very happy.
Yeah.
Well, there's options out there now to do those pediments and do some of the corbels and different, you know, brackets on the front of your home in something that looks like wood, in like a wood, you know, tone, if you will, that's not actually wood.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, made out of, you know, polypropylene, polyethylene, different mixtures of plastics and stuff.
Fipon, right, is the company?
Fipon, yeah. And there's some other similar ones out there as well. You got a lot of customization. You got a really thick catalog of different products to look through and some pre-finish options if you want to go that stained look or the solid color look. And, you know, real simple way to dress up the front of the home.
It is. There's a lot of choices out there, too. And just something like you mentioned, there's so many different options. You can pick something that will kind of separate you from maybe the rest of the neighbors.
So, and I'm going to turn to Steve because you might feel like a little bit of an outsider listening to all of this stuff, but what I'm hearing, and I imagine you're hearing the same thing, is there's endless options, and we haven't even said many brand names or where somebody can find them. It's a little overwhelming, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it certainly can be, and I feel like it's that way with any of the home improvements you want to do, right? There's always a million options.
There is. There really is. And what I'm getting with that is the best thing to do is to pick a good contractor that understands all of these options. You can channel it down into what you're actually looking for, have them come sit down and meet with you and put the products in front of you because, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe you can speak to this, Steve. Everybody wants more detail now. It's like going back to the maybe 60s and 70s with all of that detail, maybe even 40s and 50s, but they want low maintenance. They don't want the maintenance of painting and all of that stuff. And so putting those two things together can be tricky.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think it really leads into some of the products that Mitch was talking about that aren't wood.
Yep.
Right.
Because Minnesota winters aren't nice.
Right.
They beat wood up.
They do beat them up.
Yes, they do.
Big time. Yeah. And so we at All Around do specialize in what Mitch is talking about. ABC supplies it. They're our supplier. And they do a fantastic job. And so what we like to do is basically sit down with you and talk about what it is you're looking to do and then channel it down into the few options that really do meet your needs. Goals, budget, long-term goals, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I get phone calls all the time from your guys, from your project consultants calling me saying, you know, I've got a homeowner, you know, they have an idea and, you know, look at Fipon, but maybe there's something there. And so I can help work as well with your teammate to find, you know, exactly what the right solution would be based on that circumstance.
And a lot of times we're asked, will you help with design? We certainly will help with design, but we have to be honest when we say we can only take that so far.
Right.
If you're looking to really, really redesign an exterior and you have tremendous detail in mind and you need it to be just something amazing, and I guess you're willing to spend more on it, we would refer you to architectural designer, somebody that specializes in that, and that can make your project really stand out and go a long ways. But certainly on a surface level, or you know, we can help you with design. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Some people are more some people are more visual, and it's hard for them to picture it. Myself included. So being able to see it on a piece of paper or on a computer image is a lot better for me.
Mm-hmm. Renderings. We can do renderings. We can let you know what it's going to look like ahead of time. We are up against a break. You're going to get your Fox News update. Hopefully some good news for once. And a message from the sponsors. We'll be right back right after this.
From the Cremation Society of Minnesota Weather Center, lots of sun across the metro today. Hot, high temps are headed for the mid-80s. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows falling to the upper 50s. Overcast tomorrow with scattered showers and storms and high temps in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ashley O'Connor on Twin Cities News Talk, AM.
Every week we talk about...
Yes.
Something that we did.
Like a feature project,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yes.
What are we thinking? Which one do we got? Let's see if I know about it.
Actually, this is one I'm going to talk about, Nick.
Okay, great.
It's the,
back to you, Charles.
Right now, we're doing a storm damage inspection for a townhome association, a large one in Invergrove Heights. You know, client confidentiality stuff applies here, so we can't say which one it is. But the feature here is that there's so many buildings, and some of them are steep and high up off the ground, that we're using our licensed drone pilot.
Yep.
A.K.A. Jasmine, our marketing assistant, to fly the very high-tech drone that we have and take aerial images. And then we plug it into a software that actually analyzes the images, I should say, and spits out a report and is able to tell the client and us what is manufacturer's defect, what is actual hail damage, what is wear and tear, sure. what is bird poop.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if it does bird poop, but it
I'll
should.
Take what is bird poop for $500,
yeah.
please?
What is bird poop? Not hail damage.
Yes.
You win.
Ding, ding, ding.
But anyhow, that is a service that we do offer, and so we have a small video that we're posting about that. You can check it out on Facebook by searching for All Around and look for that post. But it's some cool images, some cool video, and it shows how we can use technology to stay on the forefront of our industry's needs.
Well, and what a way to be safe, too, right? I mean, obviously, you know, worst case scenario, the drone falls and it doesn't have feelings and it doesn't matter if it gets hurt.
I mean, worst case scenario,
if someone falls, that's not
it flies
good.
Into a swamp. I mean, yeah. you know, that
can happen.
I don't know where, but maybe that's happened.
Well,
before.
That tree shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
You're right. The tree has no business being there for 55 years.
Right. It is, yeah.
Just giving you crap, Jasmine. She's probably not happy with us talking about
you're
that.
You're a jerk.
That swamp
you're just a
incident.
Jerk.
All right. We're hanging out in the studio with Steve Johnson from the Minnesota Real Estate Team, Mitch Turgeon with ABC, of course, and the Polish Powerhouse, and myself. Before the break, we're wrapping up our conversation with Mitch. We've talked about pergolas. We've talked about what else? Oh, gable
and
pediments. Yeah.
And it's PED.
Yeah, pediments.
Confirmed it.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I was right. You were wrong.
Huh?
Put one up. Yeah. I said pediments, right?
Please put one point on the board for Charles.
It's the only point I'll have. So it's all good.
It Don't sounded worry. Like you were saying pediment, like kind of like the whole stepbrothers where he's like, are you saying Pam or Pan?
Pam.
It's like a silent N at the end.
So, but
excuse
anyhow,
me, Miss Lady.
Mitch,
yes.
lots of options,
yes.
thoughts.
Oh my gosh, tons of options. Check out Pinterest. I mean, get some
yeah,
ideas.
No doubt. Sure.
Get some ideas in your head first. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah,
even just drive around, right?
I mean, that's where I spend all my time is on Pinterest.
We can tell. It shows.
Yeah.
You're very accessorized today.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Green Bay Packers green because you like the Packers so
yeah,
much now.
I have my little agate bracelet
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm very...
That.
I'm very spiritual. I'm very in touch with my ego and how large it is.
I was like, where are you going with that?
Just so you know.
Nailed it.
But at least I'm aware of it. I shine the light on it.
Yeah,
so,
for
yes.
sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. Mitch, what's the best way for contractors to get in touch with you and to be a part of the ABC family and to get good products delivered to their projects?
Well, you can check us out online, but better yet, just call me. That's 612-308
2057. Sorry, is that weird?
Nailed it.
I know it by heart.
Yeah, many years of calling that number after 8 o'clock p.m.
I know. I barely know my own number.
One more time with that number.
612-308-2057.
All right, online, abcsupply.com. Check them out. It's who we use. And if you're an exterior contractor, I tell you what, you're missing out if you're not working with them. All right, let's turn the conversation over to our first-time guest on the show, but his company is no stranger to this show. We've been partners with the Minnesota Real Estate Team for a long time, and actually it's how we got our radio start. Friends with Ryan O'Neill, the leader of the Minnesota Real Estate Team, and we were a sponsor of their show to begin with for a year or two, and then Ryan is like a mentor to me, great guy, and eventually we said, Ryan, should we be doing a show? Because it sounds like we have a way to do it just like you guys. And he gave us the blessings. And here we are. We're doing it today. And today we have one of his wonderful agents on with us for the first time, Steve Johnson with the Minnesota Real Estate Team. Now, you are a licensed agent with RE/MAX Advantage Plus, right?
Correct.
Okay, I think I have to say that.
Yeah, I'm a licensed agent with RE/MAX Advantage Plus on the Minnesota Real Estate Team.
Sweet, awesome. Where do you office out of and where is your territory mostly?
So I'm out of Lakeville. the vast majority of the business that I do is in the South Metro.
Okay.
I will travel for referrals, you know, throughout the Twin Cities, but the vast majority of it is in the South Metro.
Okay. So, and what, I mean, what makes you get up every single day, Steve, to do your job? What's the passion that you have for your business?
So I actually found that I am very...
All right, that's great. we're really not interested in that. No, I'm just kidding. So how long have you been doing it, though?
So I've been involved in real estate for 5 years.
Five years. Okay, cool. And Twin Cities, mainly?
Absolutely.
Okay, and do you mostly list homes, or do you take buyers around?
It's about half of my business is listing, and the other half is taking buyers around.
So. I'm not going to cut you off, I promise. What's your favorite part of your job?
Being able to help people with something that is a really big deal. It's one of the most stressful things that we can do. And being able to put them in a better position, you know, just with different strategies to be able to help them in this market, for instance, win in multiple offers.
Sure.
And maximize their actual sale price and the terms of that sale.
So what about this market? I mean, what do we need to know as homeowners about where we're at right now? All we hear is very little homes. If you want to sell your home right now, you'll get a ton of money, but good luck finding another one. Where are we at?
Well, so that's not wrong. It's a great time to sell your house, depending on what your next move is.
Sure.
We recently had someone moving to their cabin. So they already have the property. Great time to sell. They're maximizing their sale price.
Definitely.
They have to find another one here. We've got some people right now that are selling and moving because of work, right? They want to be closer to where they need to be. The reality is because of how strong the market is from a sales perspective, we'll try to work in, you know, the ability for them to be able to do what's called a rent back or to stay in their property a little bit longer, which mm-hmm. gives them time to be able to offer a non-contingent, offer on the next house.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So they could find a new property.
They've sold, they have the money, they're ready to buy, they qualify for the next one. They're not having to put any contingencies on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. Nice. And people with, I imagine, with second homes, and we have a guy at All Around that has a rental property, and he just put it up for sale, and I thought to myself, gosh, what a great time to sell a second property and not need to move.
Yeah, he had owned that house had lived there previously a long time ago. So mm-hmm. I think he's had that house for 15 years or so.
Good opportunity for investors there to dump off some inventory,
absolutely.
Right?
If you're thinking about moving out of real estate and offloading it, then now's a fantastic time. Absolutely.
You guys need more. You need more sellers.
We would love it.
And what price range is hurting the most for inventory?
You know, it's interesting. We just had some clients that offered it up to $950. They were guaranteeing it, and no inspection, and they didn't win. So, absolutely, it's very, very busy in the $250, $350, $450 range. But we're seeing that up into the $900s and $1 million range, depending on the location. So there's a lot of money in the market right now.
Just a crazy idea, but what if somebody wanted to sell and then rent temporarily, thinking, you know, play the market a little bit. Yeah, something's got to happen. Something's going to change. Maybe a little bit of a downturn or a bubble burst.
Sure.
You know, I don't think it'll ever be a 2008 because we don't have the financial part of it.
Right.
The bad mortgages part of it. But still, I have to believe there's going to be a little bit of a reset. What are your thoughts on somebody kind of getting out of real estate and then renting, or is rental just as high right
now? So rentals are actually pretty tough to find too, except in certain places, right? I think downtown we've seen something like 13,000 new units come on or were planned to come on this year or the last couple of years up through this year, which should open some of that up. But the reality is if you're looking at single family homes, townhomes, things like that to be able to rent, it's less expensive to buy.
Well, I bet Minneapolis just took a big, deep sigh of relief about their market, wondering what was going to happen with the, you know, the outcome of the trial.
Sure, yeah.
And I know that a lot of people temporarily had moved out of, or not temporarily, but literally just moved out, sold, and, you know, maybe things weren't moving as well in Minneapolis, or is that false?
You know what? I think Minneapolis is still moving just fine.
Okay.
The reality is we've got 13 years of underbuilding. So the construction industry after the last recession, we didn't build as fast as there were new homeowners coming on the market for 13 years.
Mm.
So, you know, they say it's going to take something like 9 years to build out of this problem.
They're trying to catch up, essentially. Oh, yeah. At this point.
And build at this point, there's just not enough people.
New homes in Minneapolis?
Like, well, not just in Minneapolis, but in...
Oh, the suburbs and everything. The whole Twin Cities. Okay, yep. I got you. Okay, perfect. I tell you, we're up against a break. When we come back, we're going to get into more home improvement-related real estate topics right here with Steve Johnson from the Minnesota Real Estate Team and the rest of us here on the All Around Home Improvement Hour. We'll be right back.
Sean Hannity, weekdays from 2 to 5.
That's chilling, isn't it?
On Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Welcome aboard.
And on iHeartRadio with your smart speaker.
Hi, this is Charles Thayer with the All Around Home Improvement Hour, and I'm going to tell you about Zard.
Reminds me of playing ping pong with your dad and all his friends.
Oh, yeah.
This is their era, you know?
Turning, you know, I mean, he's old. I don't know how else to put it. He's older than this, but he likes Journey. I like Journey a lot, too.
He's your dad's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost 70.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dick Zeman.
That's my middle name. Don't wear it
I was talking about your dad.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's get going here. Hanging out in the studio with Mitch Turgeon from ABC Supply, the Polish Powerhouse, and myself. And we have first-time guest, longtime partner with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, Steve Johnson, talking about the local real estate market and, you know, kind of how to navigate through it or how people have been navigating through it. It can be tough. Let's kind of turn the conversation over to improvements. And is there even a need to improve right now?
For resale?
Yeah.
No.
No. Flat out. Just straight up.
It's a good answer.
All right, well, it's been good having you on the show, Steve.
You could sell a polka dot house right now.
Yeah. So no, but honestly, you just don't need to. I mean, still clean up, still have it smell good, feel good.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you want to make sure the place is easy to show, so you can maximize the sales price, right, and maximize the volume of offers that you get, and just put yourself in a good position. But the reality is that unless you're doing it for yourself, for your own enjoyment, you're probably not getting your money back out of it. So
here's a crazy idea. Has anyone ever staged a home to look like a fixer-upper? But, you know, just to make people feel like they're getting some sort of a deal. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's just kind of downplay it a little bit, leave some stuff laying around, kind of leave some crap around, and then they might feel like, look, it's got potential. We could, you know, this is ours. No one else wants this one. I mean, that might be an angle. I'm just saying.
That's something.
Steve's going to hold on to that one in his pocket, and he'll take it under advisement.
Okay, so not that much need to improve. So what about the people that are keeping their home, because a lot of people are. That's the other thing. It's like, okay, no, we were thinking about selling, but the market's too tough, and what the heck, we're going to stay. Seeing a lot of people now remodel, obviously, and improve.
Absolutely, and you know, in sticking with the idea of being outdoors, there's so much that you can do, from putting in a paver patio to improving your deck, or you know, we see a lot of the kitchens, right? Or the grills, anyways, built
in outdoors. Outdoor kitchen area.
All of those things. I mean, you will cook outside more. You'll use it. And if you're going to do it for yourself, you should absolutely do it.
I think people use outdoor space as much as they can when the weather's nice,
right,
more so than they use a finished basement. Okay, now people in Minnesota want to finish their basement. It's the thing. I've done it before, you know, and they picture themselves like entertaining and having all these people over and walking out and everything. And where do they hang out the most? On their main level.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Right by
on the island.
You send the kids downstairs.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a rare breed. I finished my basement. I pictured nobody coming over and me sitting on the couch watching my big TV with the speakers and sports. Popcorn. Yep, golf,
and
football.
Is that where you spend your time?
A fair amount. Truth be told, it's turned into more of the kids' play area than anything. And so they like it down there a lot.
Which is good, because you guys had that in mind to begin with.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
But you're
right, though. I mean, yeah, for sure. I hang out by the kitchen because the refrigerator's right there, and the pantry.
People like the sun. They basements tend to be a little colder just in
for sure.
But yep. You don't mind that. I mean, that's
I don't mind the cold. No, you know, colder the better.
Yeah, polar power. Polar Powish house. Powish.
Yes. Say that 10 times fast.
Polish power cold guy. All right. So, Steve, what do people need to know? I mean, help us out, man. If somebody is looking to buy right now something else and sell what they have right now, should they even worry about anything exterior? Should they worry about the roofing and siding? Should they just, what's the strategy?
Well, real honestly, with something like that, we'd want to take a look. There are some things in specific situations that make sense for you to do ahead of time. But really, again, it is very specific. Oftentimes it's things on the inside or cutting back, you know, brush or things like that that can improve the curb appeal. Maybe you dump some mulch in, you know, to freshen things up. But those are really inexpensive ways to be able to just make it look better.
Yep.
What about financing? Are people still doing FHA? And I know, don't they have a lot of more strict requirements as far as like the appraisal process and
sure, but again, oftentimes they're looking for things like peeling paint and things like that. If your house is in disrepair, then yes, we should have some conversations about that, and maybe it just makes sense not to go FHA.
But a lot of the regular maintenance stuff, typically, that's not really a big deal at all.
Not in the current market. People just want a house. When you've got 40 people renting an offer on a single property, only 39 of them don't get it.
So right. What do you say to somebody that's like, yeah, I want to sell, and you're like, yeah, I know I can sell your house in just a day or two. But I'm worried about finding the next one.
It's a real fear. It's something they should think about. But we have a handful of strategies to be able to help you get your offers accepted. You know, we just had a client close on a house that we came in under ask and got the deal done. FHA. So it can certainly be done. Not everything is going to be, you know, this crazy $100,000 over.
Right.
But we also want to be realistic. If you're qualified to 600, do you start looking at houses at 600? No. It just doesn't make sense. We're going to need to look in a place where we can make sure that if it's a property that is sought after, you can make an offer that is going to be adequate to win it. Otherwise, we're just wasting everybody's time.
And appraisals are holding up. I mean, these crazy prices are...
Oftentimes appraisals are holding up, but you're also getting people coming in with cash out of pocket to cover the spread.
Sure.
What a great way to go into an investment underwater. Cost. Yeah, just bring some of your own money. It's, you know, I'm sorry.
But like you said, I mean, if you sold your house and you really liked the next house, whether it's a move up or, you know, cabin or whatever, you're probably going to be willing to do that in this market. You're going to, $30,000 more out of pocket, I want the house, they'll do it.
If four offers were at that price... Right, and we're guaranteeing that price, and the appraisal comes in low. Who's right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got skin in the game.
Yeah.
And again, we've got four offers at that price.
Yeah.
Who's right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I mean, your house is worth what someone will pay for it. So.
All right, let's do this before we run out of time. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Because it seems like you're very knowledgeable, and you're going to be honest with them and help them out.
Well, so you can certainly reach out to me by phone at 952-393-1355.
One more time with that number.
952-393-1355. Or you can head over to the website, smgrealestate.com.
smgrealestate.com. Steve Johnson.
I think you said J.
SMJ.
Sorry.
Realestate.com. You're good.
SMJ.
Yes.
and
we don't like SMG.
I just want to, you're going to keep in mind that fixer-up staging idea, just in case.
You know what? We're gonna talk about that this afternoon.
If that takes off, I'd like some credit for it, please.
Very good.
Thanks for being
on the Chris Lindahl Real Estate Studios, Twin Cities News Talk.
KTLK AM Minneapolis and K278 BP Cottage Grove.
Or not wear a mask. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Some confusion after this.